You really have to begin with L'shem Yichud to try on our level to enter into the world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Baal Shem Tov opened up not only for Am Yisrael but for the entire world. Something different, something new. For many, many years, I've been learning with the Chevron our shul. Different Torahs of different tzaddikim and different hakdamas from different svarim. Let me tell you what I hope we'll be able to work on, what we'll try to work on Mitzvah Shem this year, which I think is a very, very big schus for us to have such an opportunity to learn together. Tonight there's going to be just a tiny little hakdama. I understand there's a Musa said, I was told at a quarter two. We'll just have a little bit of a hakdama. Then for some weeks we're going to be learning Mitzvah Hashem, a series of shiurim that were given by one of the great teachers of Teres HaBal Shem of our generation, Reb Motl Zilber Zal Gezon Zayin, Mr. Chinah Revi. I've chosen to learn these shiurim together because I believe that Reb Zilber has his finger on the pulse of our generation and has a unique ability to bring down the most exalted concepts and teachings to people like ourselves. These were shiurim that he's been giving for quite a few years on Maseilas Yesharim. A number of these shiurim are focusing on the chiddush of what the Baal Shem HaKadosh was mechadish in the world. What was he mechadish? What's the chiddush of the Baal Shem? A few of these shiurim he gave in our shul, and I consider them to be invaluable. Mamish, the clearest and most concise hakdama to the world of the Baal Shem Tov. From there, Emet Hashem, I hope, we'll be able to continue on with the Shah Yichud Amun of the Baal HaTanya, and to move deeply into the most magnificent world. It's a different world. Let me begin with a few words of Hakdama. And of course, you have to start with a little bit of a story. There's a verse from the Baditch of Eschusi Elenu. You know, the beginning, Rashi, the beginning of Chumash, Matam, Posach, Bereishis. What's the reason that the Torah begins with Bereishis? Should begin with the first mitzvah, Achadish Zalachem. So the Baditchva said over this Rashi, Matam. Oh, it has such a good taste that the Baruch Shalom began with stories instead of getting right away to the halachas. Matam. What a good time it has. Posach Bebreishis, to draw us into the Torah. You begin with a story. Rabbi Nachman Breslov used to say that we see that by the nations of the world, they tell stories to put the children to sleep, but by Jews we tell stories to keep the children awake. Everybody here heard of the Ketzais, the Ketzais HaChayshin, and I hope you learn the Ketzais. One can't really become a Lamdan without the Ketzais. The Ketzais had apparently something of a relationship with the father of Reb Hirshel Zid Tshava, Zchus Yagen Aleinu. And one day, Reb Hirshel Zid Tshava's father was talking about his remarkable son. about Rav Hirschel Zildit Shavir, that he is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, which he was, and filled with Yiras Shamayim, which he was. And the Ketzais said to Rav Hirschel, his father, do me a favor, make sure that the next time that your son is in this area, at that time in Lvov, in Lemberg, the next time that he's in this area, make sure that your son stops by so I can talk to him. And sure enough, Rabbi Yisrael was a very young man. He was an Eluyisha person, a tremendous person. And he went in to meet the Ketzais. And the Ketzais got right to the point, as he always does. He got right to the point, and he says, I have one question to ask you. Yungerman, I have one question to ask you. Lishitascha, according to your understanding, according to what you've learned, isn't it true that the derech of the Baal Shem Tov is no different than the derech of the Arizal before him, and the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, the derech of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of the Tana Rabbi Shimon before the Ari? So why is it that the way of Chassidus, the derech of Chassidus, why is it that Rabbi Shimon didn't begin such a thing, and the Ari HaKadosh didn't begin such a movement to be mefarsim such a thing? Because remember, by the time of Rapishal, there's a Deshava talking about a Talmud of the Chayz of Lublin, Chassidus had already, to a large extent, taken over big chunks of Europe. And what was it that the Baal Shem Tov taught that was so different that it has caused such a revolution? The Ketzais asked Rabbi Yisrael the Zidit Shavu. And that from every town, from every village, they're running to the Tzaddikim. So there are two Messiahs. We have two Messiahs. What Rabbi Yisrael Zidit Shavu's response was. The first was, he doesn't understand the question. The Medrash says that Ruya Haisa Tarashitinasam Darshal Avram Avinu, that really the Torah could have been given, should have been given already in the generation of Avram Avinu. Also Yafa Biitai. Pasuk says that Hashem has designated times for everything. Which Chazal say? In other words, there was a time that was designated for Matan Torah from the very beginning, as we know. By He, the Torah says already at the very beginning, Yom Hashishi, Yom Hashishi. And there was a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in creation, that the Torah would be misgala by Har Sinai. And that time was set for that, from creation, from before creation. So Rabbi Hirschel said the Chava was saying to the Ketzais, he's asking Akasha, how come the Torah, how come the Inyan of the Baal Shem wasn't misgala by Rabbi Shimon or by the Arizal? The Torah says, Hakol Asa Yofa Beita. Everything has its time. In the same way the Torah had its time to be given, so too, there was a time that was designated as the time of Gilui HaBaal Shem, and not earlier. So the Ketzais didn't buy that at all. He was mevatel that altogether. So that's not, he says, you're stam being doichem. You're not answering my question. See, here's where we have two messiahs. The first is as follows. Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael went on and said, okay, He said, a marshal, you have a person who came from a distant land, and he came to the Hamoin Am, to the people of this village, and he starts to talk about unbelievable great things that he saw, that he learned in this place, in this faraway place. But the people didn't understand what he was talking about. It didn't really make a reaction. They didn't know what he was talking about. Later on, Rav Hirschel Zitzchover says, later on, another person came, and he began to use mishalim, parables, and explanations, so that some of the people in the village were able to grasp some of these things of that big city somewhere. But still, the multitudes were far, far removed from it. Until finally, there was a chacham that came, and he made it so clear and so sweet. These chachmas of the big city made so clear and so sweet, to the point that everybody was able to understand. That's one messiah, what he said. The second more famous messiah of how he answered the ksais was that a person came from a faraway place, and he described that in the place that he came from there was a remarkable bird that had the face of a human being and had feet like an ox, like an eagle. The people said, what are you talking about? And one or two people macabre it, but most of the people were not macabre at all. Afterwards, another person came, and he explained that really the face of this bird is not exactly the face of an Adam, and the feet are not exactly the feet of an ox, of an eagle. And there's some resemblance, something like it, and more people were makabalit when they heard this. Until finally a third person came, and he brought the bird with him, and he showed it to the olam. He showed this amazing bird to the olam. The nimshul of what Hirschel Zitzchover said is as follows. The story is a marshal of the three madregas of Gilui HaSoid, of revealing Soidei HaTorah, the secrets of Torah, of Gilui HaSoid. We're going to be talking Mitzvah a lot about this inyan of the Shtashlus of Gilui HaSoid, and what we're going to be learning, how that came to our generation, when people like us, regular people like us, are sitting together talking about these things. Our fathers and grandfathers weren't doing this. They were learning Ein Yaakov, some were learning Gemara, Mishnayos, and they went to Tzaddikim, some went to different places, whatever, to be makabel, to hear a little bit, but certainly not what we're zoicha to in our generation. So the story is telling us that the first person who came was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the Zohar HaKadosh is describing partsufim, images, mitzvahs that exist in the Olam HaElyon. This was something that the fact that it was told and the secret was revealed didn't make it less of a mystery. The second person who came was the Arizal and the Talmidei HaAri. And they put things into a certain order, into a certain perspective, and they made it easier for the human mind to comprehend. But still they were talking about Olam HaElyonim V'lav Kol Moiches Havolda. Not every mind was able to grasp. Until the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was sent, Yir V'Kadosh Min Shmaya Kanochis, till the Baruch Shalom sent into the world the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. and he brought the bird with him. He brought the bird with him and he said, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. To the point where the Kozhin Tzur Magid said that if a Jew says, Baruch Atah Hashem, if you and I say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, and we're not filled with that reality, Kedaber Ish El Re'ehu, like a person who's speaking to his best friend, then we're Bederech Rechaika, far, far away. Kedabi Ish El Re'ehu. The Baal Shem Tov was Megala in the Olam HaTachtayin, as we're going to be learning throughout this year. In this physical world, every single prat, every single thing that exists in this world, every molecule that we breathe, everything that's here, Lais Osa Poni Minei. Again, he didn't come up with this. He was Megala in such a way. He revealed this truth in such a way that every single person, from the greatest Talmud Chacham to the simple water carrier, that every single person can be Makasha himself, can come to a state of Dveikus, of cleaving to the Bari Olam in every single aspect of his life, and to have a personal kivyocha relationship of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Kedaber Ish El Re'ehu. Kedaber Ish El Re'ehu. And then the Zidit Shavar ended by saying, and this apparently is according to both of the Messiahs, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai showed the world that there's a God, there's a Bari Olam. And the Arizal began to teach how a human being can reach the Bari Olam. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught that a person doesn't have to go anywhere. He doesn't have to leave his Dalet Amos. Ki b'mkoimcha timtze'enu. In your world, in your life, again, whether you're Michoite Reitzach at Shayev Meimacha, where you're the biggest person or the tiniest little Jew, you don't have to ascend to a higher world, because the Baruch Shalom is here with us, and we can understand an Al Madrega, that reality of Leis Oza Polnimine, that there is no place where he isn't. And through that, each and every one of us can achieve Dveikus. The page that you have in front of you is a tiny piece of a very remarkable Hakdama, which what we're learning now is just Peteres Hakdama of the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz, or rather to the writings of the Beis Yaakov, by the son of the Beis Yaakov, Rav Gershon Henoch from Radzin. I'm sure some of you know that the Meir Shiloach was the first Rebbe from Ishbitz, the Meir Shiloach. The Meir Shiloach's son was the Beis Yaakov. And the son of the Beis Yaakov is Rav Gershon Henoch from Radzin, the Balat Chelos. And Rav Gershon Henochel wrote a long hakdama to his father's svarim, to the Beis Yaakov. He was a Gaon Olam, Rav Gershon Henoch. And there, in a very methodical and clear way, the Rebbe from Radzin describes, step by step, the Ishtalshelus of Sisrei Torah from the beginning through Rabbi Shimon, through the Ari HaKadosh, and down to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and then to the world of his father, the Beis Yaakov, and the Seder of that Hishtalshelus. And how did that happen? and the Makaris and the Kisri Ari and the Zohar HaKadosh. What place did the Rambam have in the Seder of the Shtauslus of Sisrei Torah, which many people would right away sit up in their seats and say the Rambam had no chelik in the Seder of the Shtauslus of Sisrei Torah? Rabbi Geshen Hanuch didn't agree with that. Mitzvah, the time will come, we'll try to make our way through the entire Hagdama of Rabbi Geshen Hanuch. But for now, we'll just have a little bit of a Hagdama to the Hagdama that we're going to begin Mitzvah next time. So let's learn inside together. V'hinei, b'chaz deikel. Shehemid lono b'chol dor v'dor chachom v'dor shehashem. It's only because of Hashem's great loving kindness. Shehemid lono b'chol dor v'dor chachom v'dor shehashem. That He sent into this world and He established in each and every generation chachomim and dor shehashem. Not just chachomim, dor shehashem. Those who were seeking HaKadosh Baruch. Upeisech lahem shairei Torah kifit tzarech hador. And Hashem opens the gates of Torah according to the need of each particular generation. This is an answer to the question of why is it that the Zohar HaKadosh was itself revealed relatively late in history, many years after Rabbi Shimon first was teaching it to a small chevraya of tzaddikim. Why was it that it wasn't revealed earlier? And then why is it that the Ari HaKadosh took even longer till the Ari was sent into the world to open up the next stage of Gilui HaSoidos, until finally the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brought the bird and said, Rabbi Zai, thus is thus, here it is. So he's explaining that Hashem is Peseach Shari Torah Kefit Tzarech Hador. Hashem opens up the gates of Torah understanding and teaching according to the need of the generation. The Zohar HaKadosh describes the Giluyim of the Ma'aseh Merkava that took place by Yecheskel Hanavi, and the question is the same question. Why is it that the Soid, the secret, the mystery of Ma'aseh Merkava, of the workings of the chariot, why is it that that great Soid of the Merkava would have to wait for the time of Yecheskel HaNavi to be revealed? Why wasn't it revealed earlier? Why didn't it come down with Moshe Rabbeinu to be given to all of us? So the Zohar HaKadosh there is talking about the matzav of Am Yisrael at that time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, of the Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Zohar HaKadosh describes the Tzibrochenkeit, the Tzibrochenkeit, the absolute shattering of Am Yisrael that took place. Remember, there was no history of Golus to talk about. There was that realization that all is lost. That we know from the Nevi'im that there were many, many Jews, fine Jews like us, who believed that the Baruch Shalom's union with Am Yisrael had concluded. The project was finished. The story was done. Ad kedei kach was there an overall sense of yeish, an unbelievable feeling of despair that had infiltrated the lives of the Sheiris HaPleita, who went down to Bavel. And Davke, at that point in history, of the greatest Yeyush, a national Yeyush, national despair. At that point in time, the Ma'aseh Merkava was revealed. So Zohar HaKadosh explicitly teaches us was for the purpose of opening our eyes to the reality of the world that we couldn't see, to give chizik to the generation that had become lost and felt completely cut off from HaKadosh Baruch. So therefore, the Nevuah of Yechezkel was Sarach Lefi Hador, was desperately needed by the generation. V'sholach lonu gorel Yisrael v'hadoro kadosh Yisrael u'pe'eroi. Until finally Hashem sent us the gorel Yisrael v'hadoro, the splendor and the Redeemer, kadosh Yisrael u'pe'eroi hu mayreini v'rabbeinu shmeino aloi v'unor l'shmai, whose name befits him, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Hashem Tev. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the Baal Shem Tov. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the Baal Shem Tov. And Hashem opened before the Baal Shem Tov's eyes, before his mind and heart, the gates of wisdom, of Chochma, Bina, and Das. Chochma, Suna, and Das. Hu heichel lidra ish taris Hashem hatmima. And he began to seek taris Hashem hatmima. Veheichin levavai. The lidroish ulavoyer talumais chachma, and he prepared himself and readied himself and brought himself to that madrega to be mevayer talumais chachma, to explain in the clearest way, to bring the bird to this world, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel down from the Olam HaSe'alyonim into our lives. Lekarvam el gvul shkar. Lekarvam el gvul hasagas adam. Lekarvam el gvul hasagas adam. To bring the deepest teachings of Torah, talumais chachma, El Gvul Hasagas Adam. El Gvul Hasagas Adam. To the Gvul, to the boundaries, the world of our comprehension. Not just a few great tzaddikim geniuses, but El Gvul Hasagas Adam Utvisasoi Biyomim Ha'elu. Into our level of tfisa of comprehension, Biyomim Ha'elu, in our days. Now those who are familiar with what was going on in the Jewish world, in the world, but in the Jewish world, Bifrat, after the disappointment of Shabbosai Tzvi, Yimach Shamai, which was only the culmination of an overall pattern of hisrachakus, of kirius, of coldness, of hitnatkut, disengagement, between the Hamoin Am and the Bari Erlam, between the Hamoin Am and the Gedolei Hadar. And at that point in time, which corresponds to the time that was already foretold in the Zohar HaKadosh, which would be the final stage of Gil before Mashiach, of Gilui Soidai Satira, of the Talumais Chachma, of the secrets of that Chachma of Rabbi Shimon. Hashem sent the Baal Shem Tov into the world. And the Baal Shem Tov began to teach that every single word of Torah belongs to us, talks to us. Now whether we're reading the names in Parshas Bereishis or in Parshas Vayishlach, we're reading names, every name. It's not just of somebody who once was, it's somebody or something that is now. We're reading the Parsha of Egla Rufa. We're reading the Parsha of Saita of Nazir, whatever it is. Kol divrei Torah nitnu liYisrael. For what? Lekarvam eldas kol nefesh miYisrael. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brought every single word of Torah, him, he began, and his Talmidim will continue, to bring every single word of Torah, lekarvam eldas kol nefesh miYisrael. It doesn't mean just every Jew, it means kol nefesh miYisrael. What this means to me, how the deepest teachings of Rabbi Shimon and Ariya Kaddish, what they were talking about in the highest worlds, is something that's taking place in my life. I've mentioned many times in different shiurim how there was a Jew that was having a hard time getting married, and he came to Rav Nosson Breslov, and he said, it's been difficult, very, very difficult with the Shidduchim. And Rav Nosson Breslov said, no, you think you're the only one? He said, Yaakov Avinu also had the Yonim with the Shidduch. It wasn't so much pushed by Yaakov Avinu. He had to work hard. So the Jew said to Rav Nosson, Rabbi, how can you compare me to Yaakov Avinu? Everything in Yaakov Avinu's life, everything about Yaakov Avinu was a sight, is a mystery. So Rav Nosson said, and everything in your life is also a sight. Your life is also a mystery. You're Nefesh Miyisrael. Whatever Yaakov Avinu went through, it's not just Simon Labanim. Maisi of is Simon Labanim. The Karvam Aldaas, Kol Nefesh Miyisrael. Kol Nefesh Miyisrael. Ki loy nitne Torah l'malachi ha-sharis, elo l'zer Yaakov ishebom bocha. The Torah wasn't given to Malachi ha-sharis, like Chazal say, it was given to us. And there isn't one thing in Torah that is not absolutely needed to reach to draw into the gvul, into the borders of his understanding of his tfisa. Vafla derisenu, and even our generation, shiflei ha'erech, on such a low madrega, and Rabbi Yeshua Hanach was saying this over 100 years ago, v'kitzrei hadas, we are 100 years ago, v'kitzrei hadas, of a generation of such a little understanding, to be able to bring the wondrous bird, Soidei Satara, the deepest teachings of Torah, La Tachlis Hamadregas, to every Madrega. Uposach Shar Hashem Apnimi, and the Baal Shem Tov opened the inner gate of Elokus of Hashem. Ashahaya Sogur Ad Yomav, that was shut closed until his time. And he opened it up to the entire Jewish people. Kilokulam hatayra mayrasha umu rasa v'loy b'shamayim. The Gemara says, Atikri mayrasha alim mo'irasa mu'rasa, that the Torah is not just a Torah, a teaching, it's mu'rasa, it's our kal. Kilakulam Torah Mirasha. Torah is for everybody. V'loy b'shamayim he. It's not. Doesn't just mean loy b'shamayim he, like the Gemara above Metzia. It's loy b'shamayim he. In shamayim, it means it's not only given to Jews who are himmel dikid Jews, who are shamayim dikid Jews. It's given to each and every Jew. This might not sound like such a chiddush to us. But it was a big, big chiddush then. And the emes, if one understands it properly, it's a big chiddush now. V'chol habod literations Hashem b'lev shalom, so that each and every person who is truly seeking Hashem with a whole heart, yimtze b'dvarav derech tvuna v'ayrach yishar mislula, will find in the teachings of the Baal Shem and the Talmud of Baal Shem a path of understanding, a straight and clear path, lahavin ulahaskil lishmoyer velilmoid ulalamed lishmar velasay shalakayim, as called divatar. It's not just a matter of understanding Seidai Satayra. It's how to change our lives so that the mitzvahs that we are already observing, that the mitzvahs that we already are observing, should bring us a chiyus. And we should feel the deepest connection to the mitzvahs, and to have an unbelievable sorrows from the mitzvahs that we're performing. Shakol hamidus v'asfiris haniskarim v'ne'alamim, because all of the midas and the spheres that the Zohar Kodesh and the Ariya Kodesh are discussing, which we don't understand, which regular people don't understand, all of these spheres haniskarim v'ne'alamim, Heim Seder Anhogas Hashem Isbaruch, is the Seder of how Hashem conducts the world. Miroim Hamailus Ad Shval HaMadregis, from the highest Madregis that the Rabbi Shimon and the Ariya Kodesh were talking about, Ad Shval HaMadregis, all the way to the lowest Sulam Mutzav Arts of Roisha Magia Hashemayim, to the lowest Madregis of our lives, of the simplest little, tiniest little Jew, that our lives are also filled with mystery. And everything that's going on in our lives is the hishtalshelus, as we're going to learn in the Shayich of Emuna, Mitzvah Hashem, of something big that's going on in the highest world. And that we could understand each person according to his madrega through the psychology and the biology of a boss of Adam, the presence of the Bariola, from the highest secrets, from Mishtalshel all the way down to the lowest Madregas. The Yuchal HaSigim HaAdam, so that a person will be able to grasp, Ad Shiagiyu LeGvul Tfisas HaAdam, till he reaches the Gvul, the territory of man's comprehension. V'chol HaMa'ayrois HaKsuv MaTorah, and therefore all of the events that are recorded in the Torah, Heim Oivrim Al Yisrael, are taking place every moment. Al Yisrael Bechlal, to the nation as a whole, Ubefrat, and in the life of each and every Jew. When you learn the Parshas HaShavua with the Kedushas Levi, with Noam Elimelech, with Ber Maim Chaim, the Lakutei Torah, the Sfas Emes, when you learn the parasha with the Svarim HaKadoshim, your eyes open up to see that whatever is happening in the world is happening within you, and whatever is happening in the Torah. Like somebody once came to the Baal HaTanya, and the Baal HaTanya said to him, you know, he was asking the Baal HaTanya certain questions. The Baal HaTanya said to him, you know, you have to live with the times. And this person was a maskil. He was somewhat of a, in those days, what was called a maskil, more of a reformed type. And he didn't like the way that the Baal HaTanya was dressed and the way that he looked. And the Baal HaTanya said to him, you know, you have to live with the times. And the fellow was very surprised that this old school rabbi is telling him to live with the times. And he said to the Tanya, what do you mean? To live with the times. The Baal HaTanya said to him, last week was Parshas Bereishis and this week is Parshas Noach. That's what it means to live with the time. Every single word, every single tag, every crown of every letter of Torah is something that's going on at that moment within the individual and within the klal. V'atayra tayreyu l'chalkel dvarv b'chol inyonav b'mishpat. Therefore, if you learn the Torah this way, you will know how to conduct yourself in every single thing that you do in life. And to live a life of dveikus, not only when you're sitting in the Bais Medrash, kulei hai v'ulai, not only when you're sitting in the Bais Medrash, not only when you're Isaac in Torah. But the Baal Shem, one of the Torahs that we have from the Baal Shem, caused the Misnagdim to become very, very upset. I mean, a lot of them did, but this one in particular. Well, it's brought down from the Baal Shem that if a person is learning the sugya, of Shneim Arichs and Metallics, or Shor Shem Lagav, you're learning the sugya, and that brings you to a Maisa of Dveikus B'Hashem. Allah has Kama V'Kama if you're actually in that parasha yourself, and you remember the Bari Eilon, that could bring you to a place of Dveikus. Not only in the Bais Medrash, not only when you're learning the sugya, because every sugya that you're learning in Torah is a sugya that you're living. The life itself is a sugya. It's a sugya of the Baruch Shem's relationship with Am Yisrael, and with each and every one of us. U'pasach ha'shar b'zoyah ha'reki u'zoyah ha'kodesh u'b'kisvei ha'ri. And the Baal Shem opened up the Zoyah ha'kodesh for us and the kisvei ha'ri l'foreish divreim b'loshen limudim b'sifsei yisharim to explain the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh and Rabbi Shimon in a way that we could understand, that's clear to us in our lives. L'farshem b'loshen chachamim eich yatifu b'leiv ben odom ashem yibsaro yechze eloika. How these teachings can be understood and lived. Because mibsaro yechze eloika, that from man's flesh, so pasiganiyev, that from one's flesh one can grasp, can connect Hashem, from our physical lives. Mibsaro yechze eloika, one can behold HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umin yaz, and since then, niftach hashah lichnois began Hashem upadis achachma. Since that time that the Baal Shem Tov began, the gate to enter into the Gan Hashem, into the garden of Hashem, upadis achachma, and the orchard of the hidden wisdom of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Ari, the gate is open. Umayan hayoytzim yibes Hashem, and this great fountain, wellspring, that began by the Baal Shem Tov to flow, Heichel Izgaber, became stronger and stronger. It is one of the truly great and miraculous things of all Jewish history, of all history, that within such a short time of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that there was such a Mahapecha that took place. And how does one explain, just b'derech haseichel, what all those people are doing on airplanes tonight, somehow getting to Uman, trying to find their way to Uman? Jews who otherwise, so I'm not talking about Breslov Chassidim. No. They used to try crawling there before you were allowed to. I'm talking about Amcha Beis Yisrael, every type of Jew. Umayin hayoytzim Beis Hashem echilas gavet. And that the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is make that way of the Baal Shem Tov is getting into everything, it's seeping into everything, everywhere. For Hemi Talmidim Harbe Goyim Kadosh Hashem, and he established many of the close Talmid of the Baal Shem himself, and of course afterwards from the Mezuzah Magid and the Toldos, the generations that followed, the Talmidim to our day. This Ma'ayan, this wellspring of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is becoming more and more powerful. But it needs constant hischadshus. And one of the most interesting things that's taking place in our time, and this will end, is how Davke, we see that by many of the Chassidim, the Chassidus has just become a way of life. It has to do with Minhagim, how fat your gartel is, and how much oil your kugel has. And the fire of the Baal Shem, by the Chassidim, there are exceptions. Of course, there are many, many exceptions. Not Chalila. But already the Noam HaMelech already said, when they were pushing him to write a sefer, he said, "I have to put my whole life into something that some Jew, after he benches on Friday night, he's going to lie on the couch and I'm going to fall on the floor. For that, I should spend 20 years. So this Jew should, so I should end up on the floor next to this guy that fell asleep on Friday night." Well, the Rebbe Lemechel was saying such a thing. And we see a resurgence, a rekindling of this light. I see this by the Misnachlin, unbelievable in the Hesdi Yeshivas, by the Misnachlin, by the Talmidim of Rav Kook, Zechitzad of Kosh Zavroch, by our Chevra that grew up, like myself, I didn't grow up among Hasidim at all. There's a Bikush, and it seems that the revolution, the last stage of the revolution has started. That's going to bring us in Mitzvah Hashem to Mashiach Zakein. Because the Torah of the Baal Shem is Torah of Mashiach. No. So it's important for our generation to try to learn the basics, to understand. When you learn a nice Torah in this Sefer, a nice Torah in that Sefer, it's beautiful and it's inspiring. You learn the Nesiva Shalom. The Nesiva Shalom is a masterpiece of thousands of magnificent vertlach that are woven together. But we need to understand the mahalach, the derech habosha. What's the derech habosha? What is it? How did he bring the Baruch Shalom? How did he bring the bird down to us? And how could people like us say those words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedabri Isha Re'eyu? That's going to be our objective this year, and over the years, if God helps us to continue Yishlaim. I'm not giving you any curriculum, no final, no papers. I'm just giving you my entire heart. That's all I could do. Because this is the deepest part of myself. You should be Zarechim Mitzvah Hashem to continue. I don't know if you have this next week, I think. I'm not sure. It's on Mitzvah Hashem we're going to have. Assessment too. So next week we're going to begin. I'm going to be giving you photostats from the Shiurim of Rav Matel. And we're going to begin. That should take us pretty much through the cold winter months.